And welcome back to the broadcast called American Exposé. U.S. backs away from claims that Cuba has no bioweapons program. And U.S. weapons sales up $49 billion. But the ozone layer has stopped shrinking, U.S. study finds. Oh, my. I wonder if the ozone hole is connected to HAARP, listeners. I wonder if HAARP's designed to do this. Who knows? But we're going to hold Troy over here until the next commercial pause because he has a solution. Troy, continue.
Thank you. Thank you. What I propose is first of all, it has to be a token money simply because there's not enough gold or silver to go around.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, it has to be non-gold or silver. The difference is, the great fork in the road is whether the public borrows it or whether the public simply creates their own tokens. As a good example, I think we could go to a casino, not that we're gangsters or gamblers, but a casino where they have, like, plastic chips or wooden chips. It doesn't really matter. Cheap metal chips. And, you know, they're $1, they're $5, they're $100. But these are tokens because they're not of any real value, and they're made for, like, I don't know, 5 cents a piece. No matter what number you print on them, it's the same, right?
Uh-huh.
So what would you think of a manager, a crooked manager of one of these places who had a deal with other gangsters and decided to pay, and had a deal to pay face value on those tokens? That is to say, pay $100 for a $100 token, $50 for a $50 token when they're worth 5 cents. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the owners of the casino would say, you've ripped us off. You've made
yes.
a deal. You yeah. made a deal with these gangsters. And this is exactly what Parliament, what Congress has done to we the people, is they have ripped us off by borrowing these debt tokens at face value, these worthless debt tokens at face value.
I think Lewis McFadden said that in 1934, didn't he?
So did old man Lindbergh.
Mm-hmm.
But to the solution. So therefore, I guess the first logical thing is to show that money is necessary and that barter is not satisfactory. So therefore, a money is necessary, and if there's not enough gold or silver, that means a token money. Now, but not a debt token money. So, but it's money which is not loaned to the public, but actually distributed to the public, freely given to the public, with the governing authority keeping a certain percentage in order to make their payments. And demanding, and this is what's crucial, the government must demand these tokens back as its taxes. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Let them use buttons, let them use acorns for money, but the government must demand these its own tokens back as taxes and so forth. That's what makes them necessary. Not a monopoly money, but a money. So how do you do this? First of all, forget about Washington, D.C. Hercules could not clean out that stable. The Congress betrayed the American people in 1913, and every year thereafter. Forget about it. The only possible solution is on a local level. So next time the Depression comes and there's no money, you don't have to freak out. You don't have to go into barter. You don't have to, the machine doesn't have to stop altogether because the knowledge of creating your own local money exists. And all you have to do is figure out how many tokens. First of all, you need a census. And what you need for token money, you want a stable money that never changes its value. An honest money never changes its value. You can trust it. It has the same value year after year after year after year. The big question is, how do you do that? And here's how. So many tokens per citizen, per user. You maintain that ratio year after year after year after year, and that's how the money keeps its own value.
Now listen, we've got to move on. Now, houseoftroy.com is your website, correct?
The houseoftroy.com.
Okay, great.
Inside there is a book, downloadable PDF book called Problems and Solutions, Both Political and Economic. Just go to the monetary/economic.
Thank you. Boy, from Reuters listeners, problems dog tsunami effort, dated August 26. Get this, listeners, if you don't think Agenda 21 has paramount perspectives about what's being driven here. Think about tsunami over there. A buffer zone. The government's plan for a buffer zone between the sea and polluted areas is a key point of contention, as it would push out many coastal residents and prevent others from returning to rebuild their homes, listeners. This is about the tsunami effort in Asia, listeners. In the Moolabah region, residents complain that plans for a tsunami memorial park will mean destroying businesses and houses that have sprung up since the disaster and force survivors to move as far as 40 miles inland. Buffer zones. We've got buffer zones planned here in America. Go to that biodiversity map, listeners, on AmericanExpose.com. Buffer zones. This is a whole point in contention here. Is it? It's going on over there with the tsunami. Our tsunami over here, it will happen here right now as this is being taken care of, as the exorbitant funding to take care of this situation comes into place. Their many residents will never, ever, ever return to their homes. They will have to relocate because they'll never be able to build on the coast down here in this hurricane-devastated area. Let's go to Bob in Colorado. Hello, Bob.
That's good information. The only thing wrong with your program is it sure eats into my working time. But
well, I'm sorry. Well, I appreciate your concern, and I hope you have a good job.
I've been retired 40 years. You don't need a bomb to create a problem in a country anymore, it
no.
looks like.
And well,
If we had another similar occurrence in Texas or, say, on South Carolina or even California,
yes,
it would give us a definite information.
Well, see, this is the point. You know, we've had wars over the past. A lot of people are fed up with wars because you know who causes the wars and
right.
da-da-da-da. Well, here we have weather anomalies that most people have no clue that could very well have been created.
Well, the majority of the people I talk to don't believe in the atmospheric spraying trails. You know, that's just normal.
Yeah, and they look at the planes doing it, and they still don't believe it.
Right. The other thing is, these people are going to be relocated in the cities. Now, isn't that the UN protocol?
Absolutely.
And the fellow that talked on Troy about the money was great.
Yes.
But one other last thing before I get off, because other people want to get on.
Mm-hmm.
How many defense weapons for the people was lost in that area?
Very good
they
question.
They are de-armed.
Very good. Very good question. Very good statement.
And it looks more and more like this is a created problem. But I'll let it go at that. And I just want to thank you, Chris. It's good information. And I can say no more than that. Thanks, and have a nice week.
Thank you very, very much, Bob. I appreciate it. And certainly, this is the problem, listeners. We're being maneuvered and manipulated. It's the UN system that's being engineered here. State Department has the U.S. mission to the United Nations. Sustainable development. Whenever you hear that word, sustainable development, research it. Learn more about it. Because this is where we are today. 13 years into implementation of something called Agenda 21. And I wish I was wrong with all this. You know, I do. But we've got too much to learn by. We've got too much information to know. I mean, here we've learned from Vietnam and Korea that we can't accept these anymore, so they call it Bush's military now. Well, it's not Bush's military. It's the same military that was in Vietnam, same military that was in Korea. It's the UN operation, listeners. And that's what it is today with our military. It's the UN operation. The coalition is the UN system. Let's move to John in Michigan. I'm sorry, Helena dropped off. Helena, call back. John, welcome to the broadcast. John dropped. Bob in Kansas, welcome to the show, Bob.
Hey there, Chris.
Hello, Bob.
I think Troy was on to something there about that trading.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I'll trade you 10 slightly used politicians for one milk cow. And you can make them eat grass, too.
Yeah.
And if you get frustrated and your computer crashes, why, you could just whip them.
Yeah.
Their bodies are hardly used. I'm sure they've got a lot of good work left in them. because they haven't done any so far.
Good point.
Well, anyway, I agree that the communists, this is a Marxist Zionist type plot, a communist thing going on with the UN and all that business. And I do know there are scalar weapons, and there are patent numbers on those scalar weapons.
Yes.
Now, I'm wondering, though, let's put ourselves in the other person's shoes. We never do that. When I hear the callers and I hear all these other people all over America, it's all about us. America, it's all about us. They never view themselves as the problem. America, Britain, and the Zionist movement created this nightmare. They created it, not Russia. Russia lived the nightmare. And if I were the Russians, no matter what system I had, you better believe I'd be hell-bent on conquering and destroying America. I wouldn't ever let up. Because look what they suffered under that system. Look how they suffered.
Well, they have their dictators that destroyed their country, too.
Exactly, but who helped them?
The Wall Street bankers.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Those guys couldn't have ever got near the power that they had obtained until first we had helped them.
Well,
so there's a revenge factor going on here.
But keep in mind, it's not we helping them.
Well, I know.
It's the central banks that helped them.
We, the people, let it go on.
We, the people, were dumbed down to accept
it.
But our grandparents didn't know what was going on to the degree that they needed to know, did they?
Well, that's their fault.
Well,
it doesn't keep the effect from hitting me in the face.
I don't disagree with you.
I don't have any sympathy. God's not going to use ignorance of the law as an excuse on Judgment Day. Now, I'll tell you what. They've got scalar weapons, too, and people have been alluding to the fact that this may have been done by the Russians. I don't see why they would just take us out incrementally.
I'm not saying the Russians.
Well,
saying... Time out. Nobody gives any credence to the Security Council of the United Nations system. And there's where it emanates from.
But the Russians and Chinese run it.
That's true. But we're part of it, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole point of this situation. Reduction of the population of the world is mandated from the UN system.
Like I said, though, if I were the Russians at this point, and even the Chinese people have a bone to pick about it, too, as the people, person, what my parents had suffered under that system over there, or grandparents, I would be hell-bent to destroy Israel, Britain, and America, and show them no mercy. Now, I don't know why they'd be holding back, because we're so weak right now, we could be invaded, and nobody could stop it.
That's very true. Now, let me ask you a question now. When you talk about Israel, do we want to just nuke the whole portion of Israel
and vaporize it, like Vladimir Putin said he would do?
Do you suppose that these people of Israel are complacent or complicit?
Oh, I think they're a lot of them are ignorant.
Yeah, there you go.
But it's
the leaderships at the top of these governments that have been having all these years to manipulate and maneuver.
But throughout history, Chris, it's always the people that take the brunt of it anyway. I mean, that's just the way it goes. You can't change that.
Well, how many people do we want to sacrifice in this one with the nuking Israel? And Vladimir Putin wanting to nuke Israel? Why would we want to side with Vladimir Putin?
Well, I don't want to side with any of them. I want it to go away, but I don't see how it's going to go away till they probably accomplish most of their goals and burned up in their own greed all the leaders of the world.
Well, there is situations that are in hand, and yeah, maybe it's climbing Mount Everest in bare feet in the middle of winter, but H.R. 1146 out of the U.N., H.R. 1148, to demolish the Federal Reserve Board.
Well, you see, most of the war criminals that did most of the killing in Russia are either sitting in their children, and their grandchildren are either sitting in Israel, Britain, or the United States at this point in time, and Canada. And that's a historical fact. Of course, now that will be considered hate speech under the new law.
But keep in mind, Bob, these are untouchables.
Well,
Right? They're untouchables. I mean, we're blaming untouchable people.
They need to be touched.
We've been blaming... look at Henry Kissinger and all he's been complacent to. And he's alive and well.
He needs to be touched.
He needs to be put in front of the public with truth serum to regurgitate everything he knows.
The British Crown is very complicit in all of this.
And the Order of the Garter. Who's ever even heard of the Order of the Garter out of England?
I know what it is, but not very many people do. When I tell them about the Order of the Garter, they just look at me in amazement.
It's just another secret society that has no publicity.
Right, exactly. But they've all got this one common global goal to make us a bunch of dumb animals and get rid of most of us And I think, Chris, honest to God, I think once it gets rolling, even with all the laws and the writings, I think it's going to get out of their control. I don't think they can, I don't see how they could just get rid of all of us.
Don't you think at this point, with what's going on right now, that the biggest thing to do is to expose weather modification?
Oh, yeah, scalar weapons of all variety. You know, they've got earthquake weapons and, you know, all scalar weapons, yes. Expose the scalar weapons. And walk up to those people that laugh at you with the patent numbers and say, buddy, go look it up, will you?
There you go.
You know, I agree with that. And I know there are scalar weapons. But I tell you what, I think eventually this has all got to blow back in their face. I don't see how they can carry on this terrible Marxist stuff going on. And I don't see how they can absolutely get rid of all of us. We're sort of like cockroaches, you know.
I appreciate your thoughts, Bob.
I'll see you later.
Thank you. Sheer numbers of waking up. People all over the country will make a difference. It's a weather war, listeners. Stay with us. All right, listeners, we're back. Problems dog tsunami effort. Listen to this. Problems dog tsunami effort. And stay with us, Professor. Problems dog tsunami effort. And I moved down here to logging. Aid agencies and some foreign donors are concerned that the need for huge quantities of timber will further devastate Indonesia's tropical forests, many of which have already disappeared due to illegal logging and agricultural expansion. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton, the U.N.'s envoy for tsunami relief, made this a major point in his visit to Aceh in May. Environmental activists fear measures to ensure only legally felled wood is used are too weak, but some aid workers worry that clamping down too hard could slow recovery. And this is the point of this whole situation, listeners. Was the tsunami a created event when Darren documented back in 1944, a tsunami bomb was invented during the Second World War in Australia? A tsunami bomb in 1944, people. And here we are with our tsunami now, which is devastating our economy even further. Professor, welcome to the broadcast.
Good to talk to you. What we could go over would be a whole entire two-hour show. There's just so much going on that it is definitely a spiritual warfare. We're seeing cause and effect daily. Gee, I'm beginning to sound like Roger from Pennsylvania, but he talks a lot, doesn't get a lot out, unfortunately. I've got some things I want to share with you in my Sunday newspaper, the classified section. First of all, are you aware that the surveillance blimps are going to be made in Columbus, Georgia, you know, the town that I've grown up in and been in for mostly of my 41 years. These surveillance blimps that are going to be tethered over American cities and spying on us are going to be made right here in Columbus, Georgia. I think they have three locations right now.
But that's okay. It's for jobs, remember?
Well,
jobs. Come on.
Classified section of such paper, blimp, ground crew, 2 months employment on Fort Benning.
Oh,
must
yeah.
be drug-free, good driving record, clean criminal background. So already we have the ground crews forming for these blimps. It could be surveillance blimps.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Did you know that the shell casing for Fat Boy and Little Boy was made right here in Columbus, Georgia, at a place called Continental Foundries?
The atomic bombs.
These shell casings, right, mm-hmm. they were founded right here in Columbus, Georgia.
Uh-huh.
The explosives were packed in them, you know, the nuclear devices were packed in them, and then
right.
they were shipped off to Oak Ridge. But,
uh-huh.
I mean, I just found that out a few months ago. A friend of mine is a security guard at Continental. Was a security guard at Continental. He's an older guy. He shared some things with me. Okay, in the C5 section of the Sunday Ledger Inquirer, Columbus, Georgia Ledger Inquirer, we have a group called the M&E Group. You've heard of the Carlisle Group. Well, I guess it's some sub-military contractor group. The M&E Group seeks 150 heavy armored equipment mechanics for temporary employment from October 1st, 2005 through July 1st of 2006 to repair, service, and maintain heavy and armored vehicles in the Savannah, Georgia metropolitan area. It goes on to say they're looking for mechanics in military armored equipment and track vehicles and those that are proficient in the operations and testing of supercharged two-stroke diesels. Those are in tanks. Those are in the armored vehicles, as well as track and wheel vehicle mechanics. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So notice it's starting in October 1st. For the Savannah, Georgia metropolitan area. Well, can they draw a hurricane to Savannah and put that under martial law, too? Well, of course.
Yeah.
Quell said there's like five more cyclonic events taking place right now off the coast of Africa, West Africa, and those become our hurricanes eventually,
mm-hmm.
you know, when they make their way across the hot waters of the Atlantic Ocean there.
Right. So
could they draw one to Savannah? Could the
Absolutely.
Whole southeast is the nutshell for the New World Order. Really, I mean, this is the strength of America, per se. You know, we're the guys that don't normally... Columbus, Georgia was the last place in America where the Civil War was still going on. Can you believe it? I mean, we're hard-headed.
Uh-huh.
We're a tough nut to crack. So right now, I just went and filled up my Mercedes diesel with diesel. There is hardly any more gasoline. The police are already out at the gas stations. There are people going to the stores, so they don't have to make trips and waste their gas. There's a run on things here, and gas stations are drastically running out of gas here. Okay?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's almost like a war zone out there. I mean, people are flying. The gas stations are crowded. Many people are being turned away. I just left one that was in a very rural area, and I got my diesel there, and there was a dump truck there that put 80 gallons in, and we asked how much gas was left, and from the time I called, it's a friend of mine's gas station, from the time I called and got there, it was 20 minutes. They were already down to 150 gallons of diesel, and that's all they had. Some places, all they have left is premium, if you're lucky, you know, the high tech. The expensive gas.
Right.
Gas prices here have gone up probably 30 to 40 cents a gallon since Monday.
Yes.
Okay, and we're talking about no gas here, you know, and I'm sure smart people are filling up their gas cans. I've got a collection ready to go in case I do find some more gas. But Chris, it's like a war zone here already.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this is the hurricane didn't hit here. You know, we had some dangerous winds, high winds, tornadoes, some power outages north of where I'm at a lot.
Well, this is the point, though. They want to make it a shortage situation nationwide,
exactly.
as you know.
Yes, exactly, and scare people that, you know, look, there are going to be people in other areas along the coastline, I'm sure, you know, that are going to be trying to get what gas is left, too. It's not just, yeah, this is going to cover the whole southeast, what's going on right here.
Right.
If you hold me over, I want to talk about Russia and
okay.
and friend or foe, okay?
Stay with us. We'll be back to continue the broadcast, listeners. Oh, boy, Hurricane Katrina's rampage calls for redoubled attention to disaster contingency plans. Stay with us. According to the Houston Chronicle, the busiest segment of the 2005 Atlantic hurricane season probably still lies ahead, but already eight named storms have struck the Gulf of Mexico coastline from southern Mexico to the Florida Keys. In the past 2 years, Florida alone has felt the punishing effects of six big storms. With each recent spin of the meteorological wheel of chance, Texans have been spared the loss of life and property and fear the anguish that seems to be a semi-annual event for coastal communities to our east and south. And so here's the point and the problem, listeners. Is it engineered? Obviously, weather modification is a reality. So it has to be engineered when you understand that rebuilding on coastal communities is not going to happen. in the future, just like the tsunami relief that's going on over there. They aren't allowed to rebuild on the coast. It'll be the same thing here now. Back to Professor. Go ahead.
Well, you know, in the Bible we have the final destruction of the Russian Empire taking place when they march on Jerusalem, when they march on Israel. They march.
And that's what the Bible says.
Yeah, but,
that's what the King James Bible says.
But wait, you need to keep an open mind, sir. I want to remind you of a few facts here.
A few facts, huh?
Yes.
What facts are we talking about?
Well, Chris, just hold on, and bear, I will fill in the pieces for you so eloquently that you will.
Are you going to take the rest of the show to do this?
No, I can do it very quickly. The Bible says that they will not need firewood. There'll be 7 months burying the dead. Okay, look, an EMP blast turns everybody back to conventional warfare, okay? Back to the Stone Age. There will be no armored vehicle assault, blah, blah, blah. It will go back to conventional weapon systems.
How do we know this?
Because the EMPs work that way.
No, how do we know this?
Look, the plans are...
Where is your documentation?
Well, you know, you want me to go through the United States Military War College archives, you know, and show how the plans are to revert people back to conventional warfare with an EMP blast. You know, I could spend all day doing it, but trust me, it's there.
No, documentation is what we're looking at here.
All right, look, you know,
that's what we need.
Stories years ago about the military operations on human terrain by Major Ralph Peters out of the United States War College. You know, there's all sorts of these documents. I made them public. The mine has no firewall.
I've made them public myself.
That's right. So you know they exist.
I know all about this.
All right, you know that warfare can go.
But
right
keep in mind, what is it going to do for the best way to increase our numbers of ignorant people? That's what's needed right now.
Well, you know, so many people, even the Patriot Movement is so ignorant about the origins of communism versus what is called in the Bible in Acts chapter 5, communism, having all things in common. You know, Carl, but Satan and God are at war. We're stuck in the middle. We better get this thing figured out. It is not that hard. I don't have to use the Bible to prove anything, Chris. I can use contemporary. Look, Tatiana Karajnia, and from this, she's the assistant economic advisor to Vladimir Putin and his cabinet, and also a major admiral. I was doing research last night on the internet. Jim Moore's book, Big War, Big Oil. You know, that's what the whole body bag Bush. That's what this whole thing is about. It's about to secure all of the oil and keep Russia and China perhaps from getting the oil that they have, especially those Russian reserves, to get them out to sea. We're building a $30-something billion naval base in Haifa, Israel, right now, so they can enforce the Gulf areas over there, so that oil can't get out unless they want it to get out. Israel, all of the oil is going to be given to Israel to manage, if you will. The Bolsheviks means emboldened Jews. This whole revolution is by emboldened Jews who are fighting against God secretly and his people, as in Psalms chapter 2. Why did the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Because the kings of this earth have set themselves and the rulers have taken counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. Now, if you want to be anointed by God, then you're going to be involved in this war and you are going to be victimized by this war. But Jesus says, my yoke is light and my burden is easy. So you got to make that choice who you're going to follow, okay? Because the other side is all run by top warlocks and wizards and witches, and always has been.
Listen, you're not coming off as somebody legitimate that people can learn by.
That's because people are stupid. I'm sorry. I can't. You know, cream rises to the top. It makes no apology.
Yeah, but my point is we're dealing with an ignorant public that needs to understand what's going on right now.
But small minds.
Come on now.
Pictures.
Wait a minute. Right now we have a million people decimated that have no place to live right now, and it's a weather modification action that happened that they don't even know about.
They're victims of this war. That's right.
We're all victims of this war. We're going to have shortages now. We're going to have gas lines. Food is going to go out of sight.
We're on the verge of either going crazy or getting sane.
Professor, you need to get centered in what's the best way to educate an ignorant public that's at large right now.
Look, I can't even get on the air.
You're on the air right now.
No. What I mean is I can't even get a radio show.
Okay, now listen, Professor. First Amendment Radio wants new broadcasters. Do you know about First Amendment Radio?
share with me, please.
Go to my website. It's there. He's advertising for new broadcasters right now. Go to my website and connect to First Amendment Radio, and he'll take you on.
Sounds good. Chris.
Okay.
But back to this Russian
thing. We don't have a whole lot of time.
I understand. I will say, just let me go, and I'll sum it up for people. The Bible says that they'll spend 7 months burying the dead, but it also says something else interesting. It says they will not need any firewood. They will take the weapons, and those weapons will be used for all their our fuel needs. Well, what does the AK-47 predominantly consist of, you know, the butt stock and all? It's wood. They're going to have so much wood from these conventional weapons. So we're going to see the Russians march on Israel. Israel is trying to draw them into the war because Israel has an advantage vis-a-vis. They aren't concerned about any conventional weapons.
Look, here's the point. Here's the point. The Council on Foreign Relations was formed long before Israel. Israel was formed by the UN system in 1947.
I'm not making myself clear.
But the point,
puppet state. Israel is a puppet state.
The point is
in existence.
The point is you've got to get on that other network to pontificate your opinion, and what you're dealing with is your opinion.
Chris, you know, I'll put a package together, and I will have why the Russians are now realizing that they can't trust anybody, nobody. The only friend they got is China.
Why should we trust the Russians after what they've done to us?
You know, as far as I'm concerned, they've been victimized so long. Remember the Weimar Republic? Remember what happened to Germany after World War One? You had Max Warburg on one side of the negotiating table at Marseille. You had Joseph Warburg on the other.
We've already chronicled Wall Street and that Federal Reserve being behind all of this.
The IMF is the one dipping they're the ones that's doing the Russians in, okay? And the Russians they look to us as an enforcer for the IMF. They've got to look at us as the enemy. If they're saying they're having...
Now, wait a minute. Who's in charge of the Security Council?
I guess
at the UN.
Be communist. But
Russia is in charge of the Security Council, you know, always
Russia,
were.
Russia has been...
Why is it that you keep doing these things and you don't never connect a dot to the UN system and the Security Council when our Secretary of the Treasury is the U.S. Governor of the IMF, and that is documentation?
The UN system is designed to fail. It is much like the Russian Empire.
I don't agree with you because the UN system is very successful right now. I don't agree with you. Have you ever heard of Agenda 21?
Oh, yes. I'm very familiar with
that. How come you don't educate yourself about that?
Well, because the whole plan is to destroy America. Agenda 21 is a smokescreen. I wish you would get it.
It is not a smokescreen. It is not a smokescreen. It's being implemented after 13 years of implementation by non-governmental organizations.
Are you familiar with the term radar chaff?
Am I familiar with the term radar chaff?
Yeah, radar chaff.
What is that? Why are you taking me off Agenda 21?
Okay.
Why do you think Agenda 21 is a smokescreen?
When a bomber is going to bomb a target, it releases what is called radar chaff, and it speckles the radar with, like, all kinds of feedback, okay? The Agenda 21 is radar chaff. The plan is to destroy America.
You don't think that they're rewilding America for a purpose?
I ain't talking about rewilding.
You don't think they're reintroducing species
bombing.
On us?
Cellular bombing, sir. Cellular bombing. Take out America with cellular bombs. You need to go see the movie America with a K. And you.
I have the movie America with a K.
You need to understand what the one Russian general tells Sam Neill's character, the colonel who eventually takes his place before he commits suicide. He said, "The world looks to America. As long as there's an America, there will be hope that they won't go into tyranny. As long as there's an America," he said, "that therefore we must eliminate America, so the rest of the world will see they have no hope. The plan is to destroy America." I've been to Georgia Guidestone 3 times.
I've never said that was not the case.
That's the plan. Well,
I've never said that.
It's radar chaff.
Agenda 21 is going on in every country in the world. Did you know that?
Granted.
Do you know what Agenda 21 is?
Yes.
It's the epitome of communism in the world.
It's the global tyranny state, yes.
Where does Agenda 21 come from?
Feudalism.
Where does Agenda 21 come from?
It's as old as the hill.
Where does Agenda 21 come from?
Out of the United Nations.
Okay, thank you, Professor. That is what it is, and that is it. That is documentation, my friend. Documentation is what's needed right now.
Who bought the land for the United Nations?
Rockefeller.
Right, and what was that place before it was the United Nations, you know?
It was a prison.
It was a slaughter yard. Also, a bovine slaughter yard, a livestock slaughter yard.
Okay.
There was a lot of blood on the site, okay?
But that's not documentation. We need to wake up people.
That's the fact.
What is your problem? You keep going into your spectrums and your thoughts and your beliefs, but it's not going to increase our numbers.
Look, the whole idea is to raise up the European super state, and everybody else must be reduced, and Europe must be increased. And those are
that's your opinion.
No, those are the minutes that Mr. Tucker and the American Free Press released a few years ago. Down with America and the rest of the world, and up with Europe.
Well,
did you know that there's
you know there's a mission, a U.S. mission to the European Union?
Look, I'm.
Do you know that?
We're a puppet state of the
whole
the
world.
People.
The world is to be regionalized.
Yes.
We're
yes,
in the process of a regionalization right now.
Right.
So what is it going to do to increase our numbers of ignorant people that become smart?
You know, I'm saying America is on the chopping block. The plans are to destroy America.
I've never denied that.
Right.
We've lost 54,000 in Korea, 58,000 in Vietnam. Nobody cares about that. But that was part of the problem, wasn't it?
Yeah, and did you know that just the other day they sent, President Bush sent a body bag Bush. I want him known as body bag Bush.
Well, that's ridiculous, body bag Bush, because everybody thinks that it's Bush's war. It's not Bush's war. It's the UN war.
He just increased the numbers of our troops over in, Iraq.
Well, what does that surprise any of us?
You know, the average person believes...
That doesn't surprise us.
The average person believes it's Bush versus the UN. The average person believes the rhetoric from the media, the mainstream media, that says that Bush is acting out of sort of like an ad hoc military force, you know, renegade or a mercenary or whatever you want to call it.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Not acting under the UN... that he's actually acting against the UN. Oh, no, your average neocon believes that.
Because they're dumbed down.
Exactly. Dumbed down, hooked up, half the side. That's my point.
Okay, you made a good point. I appreciate it.
Yes, all right. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you. Wow. Lord help me. All that to get to that. The point is, if you don't document where you go, listeners, you don't have a chance of increasing your numbers. That is the bottom line. You cannot go off into tangents and belief. Because, listeners, without documentation, we have no chance of increasing our numbers. No chance. The documentation comes, number one, from the State Department, the U.S. Department of State. They have the U.S. mission to the United Nations. They're the ones that are all over the world. They use the United Nations for their purposes. The Security Council of the UN system works with non-governmental organizations to implement sustainable development, which is Agenda 21. It is not a smokescreen. Agenda 21 is not a smokescreen. It's being implemented. Listeners, if you go to the website, AmericanExpose.com, and you'll connect dots there, you'll see exactly what's happening. Let's take a perfect example of this. The perfect example is right here. I have nothing to do with this, listeners. Let me find it. Right here. I have nothing to do with this. And I turned this website over to Dennis and Darren. Because I told them, I don't want anything to do with my website. I want you to have your own creativity on the website. So what does Dennis do the other day? The following link is for the young man in Texas. The United Nations is running your local government. Wake up. So what do we connect to out of the city of Austin? Sustainable Communities Initiative, people. Sustainable Communities Initiative website. Their table of contents. Is what is sustainable development? What can I do to promote sustainable development? What does a sustainable neighborhood look like? The brief history of the SCI, the SCI work plan and executive summary, the SCI newsletter, information on SCI staff. What does SCI stand for, listeners? Sustainable Communities Initiative out of Austin, Texas. Now, do you think the public would like to know about this? In this one particular part of Texas, where it's being implemented in every city of the United States of America, sustainable development, where you're not going to have an automobile to drive, where the price of gas is skyrocketing out of place, where you won't be able to afford to drive, where food is going to be rationed, water is going to be rationed. You won't be able to purchase food unless you have your vaccination certificate up to date. And how are you going to purchase your food when you have no job? Is Agenda 21 a smokescreen, listeners, as Professor said, when it's being implemented right out from under your noses in your local cities? When Agenda 21 is being done in Vietnam, when Agenda 21 is being done in Russia, when Agenda 21 is being done everywhere else? Sustainable development, and people don't have a clue about it. It's the best kept secret in the world. Don't you think America would wake up if they understood there's a totalitarian agenda in place to control mankind and everything we do, including how we go to the bathroom? WorldToilet.org is the source for the World Toilet Organization. The point is, it's late. It's 2005. We don't have time to be believing in what we believe. We need to document what we know to spread to others. It's there on AmericanExpose.com. And I take no credit for it and am proud of it. We'll be back to wrap it up. Stay with me. Welcome back to the broadcast. That's Poker Face. Their website is PokerFace.com. Before we go to Vicky, listeners, I want to alert you, listeners, of the Global Development Research Center that Dennis has put up there. The Global Development Research Center of AmericanExpose.com. It's under the date of August 25th. The Global Development Research Center. And maybe it isn't August 25th, but it's there on the website on the front page, the Global Development Research Center. This is very, very important for you to connect this dot. It is dated Monday, August 29th. Let's take Vicki. We have 1 minute for Vicki and 1 minute for Alan. Vicki, welcome to the broadcast, Vicki.
Hi, Chris.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to tell you, there's something interesting going on. In the past several days, I've had three different groups of people or, you know, individuals all kind of seem to target me trying to discredit what I have been saying and what you've been saying about the UN.
Mm-hmm.
You know, trying to make it seem as if the UN is inconsequential.
Yes.
Just unimportant. Communism died.
Mm-hmm.
No longer a threat to us. And I kind of think that it's a tribute to you, Chris, because I think that there is a fear among them that the word is getting out.
I'm afraid you're. I'm happy to say you're right.
Yeah.
I believe that.
Yeah. So.
Thank you.
We should take heart.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Vicki.
Okay. Bye bye.
Wonderful. Wonderful to hear, and I agree that, yes, we are making a difference, and people are starting to vilify us because we're dealing with documentation that you cannot take away. We've lost too many lives for the UN system, and I'm tired of it. I'm sick and tired of people dying for the UN system. The number one documentation right now is the Secretary of the Treasury is the U.S. Governor of the IMF and the World Bank. Alan, welcome to the show.
Hi, Chris. Enjoying the show today.
Thank you.
Here locally, we've been showing the movie Sustainable Development. No, it's called America's Choice, Liberty or Sustainable Development.
Very good.
And it's a three DVD set, 6 one-hour presentations covering property rights, how our educational system has been changed to fit Agenda 21.
Alan, this is very good. We're almost out of time. Is there a way that people can get this?
Yeah, if they can get that, Randall is going to get a hold of a whole bunch of those to distribute. And if you get a pen, Randall's phone number is 512-577-5394. And it's a real eye-opener, waker-upper. That phone number again, 512-577-5394. And I think Randall will have about 100 of those.
Well, that was a great direction there, Alan. I appreciate that.
It's absolutely, people's jaws just drop when they realize exactly what this all means to us, and it explains so clearly what this 400-page Agenda 21 actually is.
Let me ask you, as the professor said to me, do you think Agenda 21 is just a big smokescreen?
No, I think it's a co-opt of some really good ideas, and we had some interesting discussions here. We all really do want a clean environment.
Certainly.
We all really do want, we don't want people burning tires and Barbie dolls out in the backyard giving us all PCBs to breathe. We don't want industry destroying everything, but they've taken those good ideas, and they're using those in a way that is going to...
Thank you, Alan. I appreciate your thoughts. I appreciate it. And that's it for today, listeners. God bless you all. Do your research on AmericanExpose.com. Stay tuned for John, and bye for now.